Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Xbox Game Passengers Podcast. I'm your host, Derek, and this is the show where each episode, myself and a guest will dissect and discuss a single game that's available on Microsoft's Xbox Game Pass library, which was chosen for us completely at random. Whether it's a magical or horrible experience, we'll force ourselves through it, share our thoughts, and let you know whether or not a game is worth your time. At the end of every episode, we'll be drawing the game for the next show as well, so you always know what's coming up on the next adventure. And I'm glad to be back for the second time in a row. Shane from the Geekscape Games
the
podcast.
First repeat in Xbox Game Passengers history.
The first repeat of the past few months. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And there wasn't an episode last month. So the last few months block is, it's pretty slim, but, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're back.
Yeah. And, when you restarted the recording, the synopsis fell out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
Let's chat for a minute and I'll bring it back. Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing quite well. It's a nice day today. I was regaling you in the pre-show about the full schizophrenic gang stalker mentality I went through for the last week, where I thought everything from I had faulty Cat6 cables on my internal network to the government is watching my internet. Turns out I just fucked up the conversion from megabits to megabytes. So I spent about a week and multiple nights way into the morning trying to fix an issue that didn't exist.
I feel like the great thing about like mistakes like that though is you'll probably never do it again, but like everyone makes like horrifyingly embarrassing mistakes like that. And so like when you share that with someone, they're like, that's dumb, but I get it. Like, I don't know. I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but I have probably more of those moments than I'd like to admit. And it's part of being human, you know? It's part of being human.
That's so salient of you.
And always remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you.
Okay, let's not go down that road, because if our SnowRunner episode is any indication, or at least the conversations we have during SnowRunner,
I know more than I ever wanted to. And once your eyes are open, they can never be shut again.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to have to sleep with one eye open, gripping your pillow tight.
Speaking of SnowRunner, it's been a couple months and we still haven't played the... I still haven't played the next gen version, so we should set that up at some point, because as much as I think I mostly shat on that game during our conversation, but you know, as I didn't love the game, I loved the time that we spent together. So I am open and would be excited to play that again.
You are fully and legally obligated to play games with me now.
Apparently I am, yeah.
Because I am risking...
You're my new HBO Max guy.
Yeah, I'm risking international usage laws.
Interpol is they're calling.
Yeah, and you know what? The your dictator and my dictator are buddies, so they'll come after me. They're gonna fucking come after me.
Good thing you're safe all the way up there in your hangar.
Yeah. This game.
we're here to talk about a new game. No more SnowRunner talk.
We could talk all day.
On the last episode, On the last episode, you chose, I can't remember what it was a choice between, but you chose Two Point Hospital, which I was really excited to play. And then somehow there was a misunderstanding, and I thought you were volunteering to guest again, and here you are. So it all worked out. Two Point Hospital, obviously a spiritual successor to the Theme Hospital game that I think a lot of us remember from childhood. Why don't we start with, why don't you share the synopsis with us, and then we can jump right into things.
Build, cure, and improve. Design stunning hospitals. Decorate them as you like. Cure very unusual illnesses and manage troublesome staff as you spread your budding healthcare organization across Two Point County. Design and build your own hospital. Build up a hospital from nothing to a masterpiece as you design the most beautiful or functional healthcare operation in the world of Two Point County. Cure unusual illnesses. Don't expect Two Point County to be populated with your usual types of patients. In this world, you'll experience Two Point's trademark quirky illnesses, from lightheadedness to cubism, each requiring their very own special type of treatment machine. The county's the limit. Today.
That was, I love the energy. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you do voice work?
No, I hate the sound of my voice.
You don't have to listen to it though if you're speaking, right? I mean, I guess if you're doing voice work, there's probably a lot of listening to it, so that's probably incorrect. I'm flubbing a lot of stuff tonight, and I'm gonna say that it's purely because we're in the middle of a heat wave here. It was, you know, I was just in California for San Diego Comic-Con, which led to a great episode of the Geekscape Games podcast, hearing all about, Logan, I can't remember who you were speaking with, but
Logan.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And I don't know. It was like, it ended up being like a 2-hour episode, which I'm like, oh, when we podcast, you're like, all right, this is going long, let's wrap things up. But for him, you'll talk forever.
He's actually interesting to talk to. That's a joke.
You got me there. I was actually fascinated by what he was talking about. And, I don't know, just the idea of these modern games with the classic box art is such a cool idea. And then the old school style gaming magazine that he's working on, I love the idea of that as well. I was like, you know, I remember for years, probably longer than I should have, just riding my bicycle to 7-Eleven every month to pick up the new Electronic Gaming Monthly. And I remember having a stack of probably a couple hundred of them. And, you know, just going back 5-7 years later to look at the GameCube launch issue and stuff like that was just so much fun. And then I threw them out one day because I was moving somewhere and was I've not taken these out of the box for the past couple moves. I should just recycle them. And I regret that immensely now.
They're worse shit now, man.
They're worse shit now. And I had I probably had a couple hundred, including all the big console launch issues and everything like that. And
check out that episode of Geekscape Games. We chatted, like you said, for almost 2 hours. I love this retro subculture of artists out there that are doing all this crazy stuff. And if you follow Logan's work on Memory Card and see all the other people that he interacts with, there's people that are really into this stuff. Listen to the episode to get a 20% discount coupon code.
We won't reveal it on this show. You have to listen to that show.
Yeah, you got to listen to it.
You should throw in a full page Geekscape Games ad in there or something.
Yeah, we'll do that. I will pay for it. Two Point Hospital.
yeah. Go ahead.
This game sucked.
Really? You thought it sucked? Tell me first, before you talk about Two Point Hospital, did you play Theme Hospital? Do you remember Theme Hospital? And how did you feel about Theme Hospital back in the day?
I did not play it. I do remember it. And my thoughts on it were, I'll just play SimCity instead.
Okay.
And I wish I was playing SimCity playing this game. It was So I think I was predisposed to not like it because the art style looks like a Wallace and Gromit claymation.
It does, yeah.
And I hate Wallace and Gromit.
You hate Wallace and Gromit? What?
I fucking hate it.
You hate art?
I hate that
You hate
art.
Stop motion?
No, I love stop motion. But I do not like Wallace and Gromit. And I
really?
Don't, and I don't get the...
Let's
I
unpack
don't...
that. Tell me about how you feel. Why well, do you hate Wallace and Gromit?
It's it all...
What about like Shaun the Sheep? Like what about all the Aardman?
Just doesn't do it for me.
Okay.
So it all goes back to...
the year was 1990.
No, the year was 1776. And those fucking limeys. I don't like it. It's like okay. It's not for me. I love British humor. Like I watch some like eclectic British shows.
What's your favorite British comedy?
It's probably there's a show called Snuffbox.
Okay, never heard of it.
It was like 6 episodes total. It had a lot of crossover with the Mighty Boosh guys. And it was. These two guys that ran, they were hangmen or they are executioners,
sure.
But they were just, it's just weird and wild. You probably have seen, there's clips from the show that get circulated, where one of the main characters goes up to like hit on a girl. And he's like, here, let me help you carry this. And like, he's talking to her and flirting with her. And then she mentions her boyfriend and he's like, oh, fuck you. And then like, you know,
I have seen something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Like drop kicks her dog. That's from Snuffbox. So,
okay.
And, Mighty Boosh, like that's fucking weird. That's weird shit.
Sure.
So I like British humor, but there's something about like Wallace and Gromit and all the like fucking Chicken Run and all that shit. It's not for me. So immediately I turn it on. I'm like, oh, is this Wallace and Gromit? And everyone's okay. got like,
and you didn't
like,
know that when you agreed to play.
I had no idea.
Okay.
I had no idea. And, I felt like I probably should have played it longer.
Like 14 and a half minutes was enough.
Yes. did you check my playtime? Is that what I
No,
played?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
But
like a week ago, which is 2 months after we agreed to play it, you were like, I'm starting the game. And I was like, oh, wow, this is going to go well.
Yeah. I didn't like it. It wasn't for me. So in the game, you have like a blank, hospital and you have patients that are coming in and you have to, like the synopsis said, build offices and machinery and staff them with the appropriate people. And so you start out, you need to have like a reception desk and like hire an assistant. And then you need a doctor, like a GP, like a general practitioner doctor's office. And then there's different rooms where different diseases can be cured. And you draw these rooms on the map, very like creator mode and Sim City, where you're drawing. Sure. Like
just
the,
to confirm, did you play this on PC or did you play it on Xbox?
On PC.
Okay.
Yeah. And it ran fine. And it looked. You know, I mean, it wasn't an art style I dug, but it looked good.
Yeah.
And it ran well. Actually, I think it was so low powered that the fans and my graphics card didn't even turn on. So it was
Just well coded. It's efficient, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It also like fell in the middle of like one time, like during like my multiple Windows reinstalls, I just lost every single Xbox game. Like I turned it on one day and like they were all gone. And Xbox on PC, you can't go into the folder to like back it up, and there's just this like really infuriating DRM where they like obviously they're trying not to, because these games that are playable on PC have to be modified in a way where they just run. Like I found out, like I thought I had spyware because I had all these random discs showing up on my device manager, but it turns out the Xbox app makes virtual discs that the games run from. It's really kind of a janky, it's like when Nintendo releases a game and it just has like, it has like an emulator running in it. It felt that.
Is that so, just for like Game Pass, like subscription titles, or if you had a purchase title, you download it? Is it similar?
That is a good question. I don't know.
Sure.
I've purchased games through the Microsoft Store that are their own installer and they just run.
Okay.
But I haven't purchased any games from the, what do you call it? The, what's the, like the Xbox app?
Xbox app, yeah.
Yeah. So that is, and I just realized I forgot to do my searches yesterday for my free Bing points.
Break the streak.
Oh, dude, I was at a good streak too. So you have this empty hospital, and you can draw the different rooms, and then you have to make you have to place certain decorations or machinery in the rooms to make them operational. And you have to have them fully staffed. Your staff can get tired or hungry, so you have to have a break room, and you have to have like certain amounts of amenities in there. But I got to a point. And it's the thing that I was able to optimize playing games like SimCity 3000, where I wouldn't run into this. But the thing that I hate most about these games is, I need to just wait. I need to wait till money comes in or more patients come in. Like I'm
waiting.
And you hit the fast forward button. And I couldn't figure out a way to optimize it. Like, okay, maybe if I build more doctor's offices, but I would get a warning like, you have staff that aren't doing anything. Like, fire some. And at one point I had a ghost running around and my janitor didn't have the fucking...
The ghost power. Yeah.
And I wasn't even like done with all the tutorial. And I was like, let's start another hospital. I'm like, I have to do two of these things.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's basically like you get a bad or an empty hospital to a certain level. And then either you can keep going with that hospital to like get more stars basically, which also gives you more money and gets you like better hires and stuff. Or you can choose to just move on at that point. And I think there's 15 hospitals total in the game that you're supposed to like build, and they progressively get bigger and harder and that sort of thing. But yeah, it starts out like quite small and yeah, I was kind of surprised too. It was like, I feel like I just started and I don't know anything yet. And already it's like, oh, time to move on. And I chose to stay in that first hospital for a while so that I could kind of figure out more things, but.
Yeah. And it was, I didn't realize the Sega connection, and then I could like I could place like Sonic themed.
There's so
furniture.
Much Sonic stuff, yeah.
And
like the ring on the pedestal, and like Sonic posters, and like plants, and all that sort of stuff, which was hilarious, but like also super weird.
Yeah, it seemed really out of place, but
yeah.
I wish I had more. Like really like hard cutting journalism and like to really like dig into the game, but it's a really shallow game.
I don't know if it's a really shallow game. To me, I didn't look for depth and I did not find it. back to the theme hospital. I don't remember playing theme hospital at all. Like I could not tell you what it looked like. But I remember loving Theme Hospital, and you know, when this game was announced, I was stoked because it was, you know, a spiritual successor to Theme Hospital. Not stoked enough to apparently play it when it released, but stoked for its existence. And
like it, you know, came out what, like 5 years ago?
It's like 3 years ago for Xbox, I think, and further back than that for PC.
Gotcha.
And I, you know, so I was stoked when it popped up because, like, you know, finally, like. You know, this game that I was stoked for, I'm finally being forced to play it. So finally I'll play it. And I also disliked this game.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And I Vindicated. Not for the same reasons, not
Hell
for the same
yeah.
reasons as you. And I love Wallace and Gromit. Wallace and Gromit is amazing. And I don't know. It was just like, and I don't play a lot of strategy games. Like the last one that I played was Cities Skylines, which was like an episode of Xbox Game Passengers. Like, I don't know, a year, 2 years ago or something. And prior to that, I couldn't tell you what the previous strategy game I played. It was probably like egg incorporated on like iPhone or something, which is just like a clicker game where you're building an egg farm and doing something over and over.
Oh, that's a real game. You didn't just
It's okay. You should try it. It's really good. But yeah, I'm not like a big strategy game guy, but I was just like, remembered the feeling that Theme Hospital gave me. And, you know, I was into the art style. I was into the idea of like building and designing your own hospital. I thought the humor was like, I was into the humor, you know, it's a lot of it is like, you know, there's radio stations and the like banter of the hosts between songs and stuff can be quite funny. And there's all these, like, as you mentioned in the synopsis, there's all these like unique illnesses that pop up that are like, you know, not close to real things, but like, you know, someone is like 8-bit and that's an illness, or someone has like a light bulb for a head, or there's one called gray anatomy where they're just gray now, they've lost all their color. So there's like just kind of cute little clever, or, you know, one called jest infection where they're just clowns. They just become a clown. So all that sort of stuff. Head crabness, where they've got like a head crab from Half-Life on them. There's all sorts of like funny nods to different things.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, just all this like, you know, unique kind of humor that, like, I feel like a weird game to be building like a hospital, because hospitals are, I don't know, not happy places. And obviously in places like, in British Columbia and much of Canada, our like medical system is starting to crumble. And obviously in America, a lot of people have issues with their medical system as well. Like, hospitals are not a happy thing to be around. So to make it funny and fun, you know, I made it more of an enjoyable experience than like probably running a real hospital, which sounds like fucking hell, like that sort of thing.
It also highlights a really fucked up thing where the point of the game is to make a profitable hospital.
Totally. It must have been set in America, right,
dude? Like, I was waiting for the part where you can collude with the insurance companies to overcharge your clients for medication.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That was a DLC. I think that was a DLC.
And is there another DLC where your drug reps can make a rap video about selling and overprescribing opioids?
There you go.
You know, that's a thing, right?
Yeah. There was actually a fascinating Hulu series that came out last year called Dope Sick. It's got like, I can't remember the cast, but it's got a great cast in it. And it's like based on a nonfiction book, but it has fictional characters and scenarios, but it's like just basically about Purdue and the start of the opioid epidemic and how fucked they were in you know, doubling doses and overprescribing. And it was interesting, Michaela being like a healthcare professional too, a lot of the, you know, pain scales and the stuff that they do as like a, you know, it's just in their like day-to-day repertoire at this point, seems, at least from what the show portrayed, that it didn't really exist before or wasn't like popularized before Purdue started like, you know, using them as ways to like justify giving this patient more medication or whatever.
Interesting.
Wild. Great, amazing series though, if you have not seen it. Like, probably the best show I watched last year.
Yeah, I've heard that it's the whole
Michael
story.
Michael Keaton is the one of the main characters, and Kalen Deaver, and it was the Vulture, he's Batman, several other characters over the years, you know.
What was that?
Several other memorable roles.
What was that?
I'm sure you know them. I won't name them here.
Was it Birdman?
Oh, Birdman. Yeah, Birdman.
Yeah, Attorney at Law.
Yeah. Harvey Birdman.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating series. But yeah, it obviously the game doesn't feel like the game feels fun and light. And I just like, and it's interesting. So I didn't like it, as I said. And I think that part of what I didn't like, I just didn't want to manage all this shit. Like, I just want to build a cool looking hospital and see how it runs. But it's like, there's so much to it. Like the, you know, layout of the hospital really matters, of course, which is fine. But it's also like, you have to choose who to hire, and they have different skills. And maybe this, like, you don't have a lot of money, so you have to hire like worse doctors, so they like screw up and then they kill people. And then you need a janitor that has ghost power to get rid of the ghosts. And like, you know, it all just like cascades from there essentially. But like, you also have to manage like, you know, when they work so that not too many doctors are on breaks at the same time, and like how, who's going to get a raise and how much of a raise they're going to get to keep them happy, to keep them performing well. And like, there's just a lot, you know, how much different services cost and stuff like that. Like that sounds, that's super interesting for people. Like I could imagine people that are really into strategy games just loving this, but it was way too much for me to manage. I just wanted like a light, and I don't remember that from Theme Hospital, but I was also like 8 when I played that. So maybe I just ignored that. Like it didn't have depth, just like Shane said, it, you know, I didn't click this menu. So there's no depth to this game. but yeah, there is actually a lot of depth to how you're running things and what you need to do. And it was just like, you know, when you take a loan and who you take a loan from and what the pay, you know, what the repayment timeline looks like and the interest rates and
amortization schedule, darling.
There you go. And just like, so there's just so much management. And so I found like for periods of time, it would be like, I've got to pause time in the game just so I can go and like manage this stuff. And that sounds fascinating and super interesting for the right person. But me, at least at this point in my life, I'm not that person. And I had no interest in that. And when I like didn't do it or ignored it, it seemed like things started to run poorly. Or now all of a sudden, you know, my GP office is empty, which is every patient needs to start there essentially. And now it's empty because all of the doctors that I've hired are on break on the same day. And so like the hospital's falling apart type thing. It really reminded me of, you know, there was moments that reminded me of going back to the City's Skylines episode when like it felt like everything was running fine and great until it wasn't. And then all of a sudden there's like no everything trash breaks. Can be picked up, and like there's cars everywhere and the fire department can't put out this fire. And I just wanted to cry because it like was so much work.
Do you ever play the original SimCity games?
Yeah, but I was super young.
Okay.
So I don't, so
you,
I don't.
You didn't have this decades worth of life experience and anxiety and panic
right?
attacks.
Like, I just, yeah, like I, you know, probably wouldn't have understood them to X level where I realize how important it is to manage that. You know, mostly it was like build the city and then summon a disaster to see how much of the city I could destroy at once type thing. You know, you're playing Roller Coaster Tycoon and it's all, you know, when you're a kid and it's always like, let's make this roller coaster crash and see what happens. Like that was the chaotic nature of the strategy games I played as a kid, which you witnessed when we played SnowRunner, you know,
for some reason, actually one really macabre tidbit, you mentioned like patients dying, and this is something that I've recently learned, that in the United States, July is when doctors out of med school normally take their residencies.
Okay.
June, July. And in the United States, you see a spike of deaths in the hospital system. And it was something I learned, I think probably because of COVID, because like suddenly there was a huge spike in the summer and everyone's like, oh,
okay.
Yeah. But then, but if you look back, like historically, like new doctors get their first job, they make mistakes, or they're just inexperienced, and people die a lot
right.
in July.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's fucked.
Yeah.
But the something that you talking about City Skylines just now reminded me of, the overwhelming panic and dread I would experience playing This War of Mine.
Okay. Yeah. This War of Mine is like, I played that for maybe an hour and I was like, this game is too depressing.
Too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah.
In that game, you'd have your daytime where you're trying to, optimize what you're going to do around your base and like what walls you're going to fix and like, you know, what you're going to cook. And if someone is depressed, are they going to sit by the radio? But when stuff goes wrong in that game, it all goes wrong.
Oh yeah. And it's like, I feel like that game, I remember it was like, it could be like day 4 or 5 and I'm like, there's no food and like everyone's fucked. And I'm like, how do you, there's, it's like, I don't, can you win that game? It feels like a no win scenario game. And it's just like, survive as long as you can, but you're going to die for sure. Anyways,
you can win. Like NATO will show up at some point, but it's random. So okay. it's not like make it to day 60. They can just show up whenever and take you out, or not take you out, but like evacuate you.
You never know with those guys, right?
Dude, I will not.
I've read the forums. No, I'm just kidding.
I will not drink the corn syrup.
I'm just placating you. You can't drink the corn syrup.
Yeah,
it's okay. You don't have to drink it. It's in your bread and your energy drinks and you're probably vaping corn syrup.
Oh, dude, I don't vape. I don't vape.
No,
it's,
what do you
in
do?
Everything
you chew.
I chew on nicotine salt pouches.
Nicotine salt pouches? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Is that a real thing, or did you just make that up?
No, it's a real thing. You'll see some brand names like Zyn, or I've been sucking on Rogue for a while. So you know what a salt is when it comes to like chemicals, right? You played BioShock. You remember salts?
Yeah. Okay. I remember. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're just nicotine salts. They stick them in a pouch, and I think it's a pouch that is designed to aggravate and like cut up your gums so you can absorb the nicotine.
Wow. Yeah.
And it just tastes like candy, but it's not cigarettes. It's not vaping.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I noticed something. This is a weird thing. If anyone else out there sucks on these nicotine pouches, they.
Matt, if you want, like, Matt will give you a podcast about it if you want.
Oh, dude, it'd be great. Like there's a
you
YouTuber.
You guys could like chew different pouches at the same time and like talk about how they make you feel.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that'd be great. And then we could discuss really eclectic TV shows from the 70s and 80s.
There you go. There you go.
But something I noticed, I was staring at the tin, and they have all the thing like this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, and like all those warnings and shit.
Yep.
Not a single cancer warning on this thing.
No, really.
And I don't know if that's, these things are so new, they haven't, you know, been determined to give cancer.
Are they a new thing, the chewing salts?
I would say relatively new.
Okay.
Like, at least I don't remember seeing them pop up until, like, disposable vape cartridges were available at gas stations.
Okay, sure.
So it's fairly recent in the grand scheme of sucking on nicotine.
Yeah.
But there isn't a cancer warning on these things. So that's really...
So they're safe.
I mean, sometimes I got to brush my teeth a couple extra times. So that goes from like zero to like once. that's a joke. I brush my teeth. I have a water pick too. Dude, get a water pick.
So we got a, Michaela's mom gifted us a water pick a couple years ago, and I hate it and never use it. It just like the like vibration feeling on your gums. I just can't get over it.
Oh, dude, like just spraying the water in there, and it hurts the first time you do it, but then you just keep doing it, and like it just, you're toughening up your gums, getting that gingivitis
right
out of there. Dude, I would.
And that salt's got to work extra hard to cut it up.
Dude, yeah, absolutely. So I would, fire up the water pick. Don't use the brush attachment, just use the actual. Like,
yeah, I think it was just the spray pick attachment that we used.
Yeah, that thing's fucking
dope. Didn't love it. And it's very loud.
Yeah, it's loud. It's loud.
Yeah. I don't know why that matters, but I didn't like that aspect. You know, it's like bedtime, you know, I want to like, it's got to be quiet, you know, I want to like chill and cool down, and then it's just like, and it's like a lot. So, you know, that was one of the things I didn't enjoy.
It scares the dog. I'm sure your dog would fucking start puking or something.
Oh, it wouldn't be the first time. Yeah.
I think us going on this tangent from corn syrup to nicotine pouches to the UN and water picks.
We're just talking. It's just healthcare. It's a healthcare episode, you know?
But I think that really highlights and amplifies like how mundane this game was.
So did you like anything about this game in the 14 minutes that you played it over the last 2 months?
No.
No, not a single thing?
I mean, I played it longer than 14 minutes.
Okay. Right? It's like 16.
I went a few hospitals in.
Okay, yeah.
And it was just dull. Like, it was all the worst parts about, like, these strategy games.
Yeah.
Like,
I didn't like one. Sorry to interrupt you. I really like it. Felt like each of these like unique 2-point hospital illnesses, like each of them needed like a separate room and a separate machine and a type of doctor that could like work that machine. And that was just that, like, I'm sure there's a lot of machines in the hospital, but I don't think it's this many. Like yeah. Every, you know, this one machine and this room is like, you know, like dozens of thousands of dollars. And it's like, it does one thing for one type of illness. And like, I didn't love that. It just felt like it was hard. It was then became hard to manage the space in the hospitals because you need specific rooms for these little things. And they might not come in that often, even unless you get like a challenge where it's like, oh, there's 8 people with lightheadedness and they want to come all at once. And, you know, you can accept or decline it. But like, it felt like outside of that, it was they didn't come regularly enough that it felt like I wanted to dedicate that much space to it.
And then to piggyback off of that, you would, if you had someone manning that machinery and they didn't fucking have anything to do, like,
Oh my fucking God.
You'd have like all the warnings and everything, and you're just like pissing money away.
But then they would just leave.
Yes.
Like, there's so many times that I don't know what was with the AI in this game, but there were so many times that like didn't look like they were due for a break. They weren't in the staff room, but they would just like leave the room that they were assigned to and just be wandering around the hall. And then there's like a lineup of people outside of that room. And so you got to go like find them and pick them up and manually put them back in the room. And I didn't like understand why that was happening, but it seemed like it was happening frequently.
And I don't want to say like I dislike these styles of games.
I think that this is probably a really good game, but it was not a game for either of us.
No. Like the business management games are fun. There was that game that came out a while ago called Reseteer. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
It was set in like a fantasy dungeon crawler universe, but you were the shop owner.
Oh, I do remember. I don't. Was that what it was called? I feel like I remember that, but I don't recognize that title at all.
I think it was. I mean, I'm 90% sure it's Reseteer, because it's reset and Reseteer and Item Shop's Tale on Steam, and then like you could choose to go into the dungeon if you wanted, but there was I like these business management games, but this one was just fucking like, bro, like
yeah.
There was something else that I didn't understand, and maybe I just like glossed over it because I was just glass eyed and like, ugh.
Yeah.
But you could, you would have to build, say, like a specialist room, and it had to be a certain size.
Yep.
It could be bigger if you wanted, which could fuck me up a couple of times.
Yeah.
I made my break rooms aesthetically pleasing to me, and I was like, oh wait, this is
lots
way
of Sonic
too big.
Rings.
Way too big. And then you have to put specific machinery in there. But one thing I didn't get is you could put decorations down and they had a green aura around them.
Yeah,
fuck did that do?
That green aura, and that's why it was like useful, like as you're outside the rooms placing benches to place like plants and stuff around them, because it improved the mood of the people that were like within that space.
Got it.
Which like makes them like be more patient as they're sitting there or perform their job better, that sort of stuff. So And certain like items, because you would like also earn, I can't remember what the currency was called, but like some sort of special points that help you like unlock more room types or more furniture or more plants or whatever. Like some of the more expensive ones like cover a bigger area and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, it just like improves the mood of the area that it's in.
Got it. Like, so I was just chucking plants in the middle of nowhere because I wanted the whole, I was like, I don't know what this does, but I feel like I need the whole floor to be green.
Right.
And another thing that was frustrating was you had to, and this might be like if you really go into the game and you spend like a lot of time on a single hospital, but optimizing the route and the room placement.
Mm, yes.
So if like you have to go to the GP and then like most of your patients are like the starting disease, but like sometimes they'd have to go to the other one, like wander around the hospital. I think that would be a little bit cool to do like route optimization. Like I think I would really dig the game Factorio. Have you heard of that game?
Mm-mm.
It's like you fall on a planet and you have to build a spaceship to get off, but it's everything from you have to like mine materials and then build factories, but all the factories can be linked with trains and there's automation that you can set up. It's basically the best thing I could describe it as, if you're not familiar with that kind of stuff, is like making a redstone computer in Minecraft. We have all trails and everything and like delay switches, but I think I would dig that game, and I would dig the aspect of Two Point Hospital, like optimizing it. But how was it on the controller?
Yeah, I wanted to mention, I think that it actually played really well on Xbox. It also did receive like a FPS boost update. I think it's just FPS boost. I don't think it actually had a next gen update or anything, but it runs at 60 frames per second, so it feels nice and smooth.
High def claymation upgrade.
And the controls actually felt really good. Which I'm always like weary of with in a like just this type of game, strategy games like this, they just feel like they're built either for PC or for touch, basically. And a control is, you know, a regular controller is not the best way to do that. I think in most cases, City Skylines did it really well, which I was surprised by. This also did, actually. Like, it was really easy to, you know, zoom in and out on what you were looking for, to grab people. The menus were like easy to find and navigate through and everything like that. There's a lot of menus in this game. You got to do a lot of menu stuff.
Too much
for me, and too much to the point where like I have an OLED television and I was like, oh, is this box gonna stay around for a while?
They're not that fragile.
No, they're not that fragile. But I don't know. I'm you know, I didn't get the nickname Worst Case Cranevelt growing up for nothing. So
let's unpack that.
It's not Why do you think that is? Well, because I always assume the worst of everything.
And then do you feel like you manifest the worst case scenarios when you're obsessing about them?
No. I feel like usually everything is much, you know, everything went better than expected in most cases, for sure. You know, have I learned anything over the years? No, not at all. So,
no.
I never will.
Do you ever play any other strategy games on console?
I can't remember. I don't think so. I don't generally gravitate towards them. And some strategy shit I fucking hate, like the settlement building strategy stuff in Fallout 4, like almost ruined the game for me. And it wasn't until like 3 years later that I went back and was like, because I never finished it, because I was like, oh, you just want me to go to settlements every 4 seconds. So like 3 years later, I went back and I'm like, I am just going to ignore the settlements. And then it was a much better game.
I think I own that game for, I got that game on PS4 Black Friday, paid full price for it. I was like, oh, this is a game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I paid full price. I was at Target at 3 a.m.
I bought the like Pip-Boy edition.
That's right.
Yeah.
I bought that game on Black Friday and I think I traded it in. I traded it in to get what's the fucking that game that you really like, but it's the same thing over and over and over again.
Death Stranding?
No, it came out like right after PS4.
Right after Fallout? I couldn't tell you.
Uncharted.
Uncharted.
I traded it in to get Uncharted. I traded in the Crew as well. And then I traded that in for something else. I think I got the Division. No, I got the Division later. But yeah. Anyway. Did you ever play StarCraft on the N64?
No. I remember, did it require the expansion pack?
Probably.
Because I feel like I remember like going to the store and renting StarCraft 64, but then for some reason I couldn't play it, and I feel like it must have been like an expansion pack thing or something. I also didn't own an N64 as a child, so I don't know how whose I was playing on.
The expansion pack unlocked extra levels from the brood the Brood War expansion pack.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. There was some reason I couldn't play it. Did it require a memory card? Probably.
Oh, no, it did. It did require it.
It did require the expansion pack.
Yeah.
Okay. That would be why.
The expansion pack is required for the Brood War missions. Man, this wiki is confusing.
Yeah. I don't really remember going for other strategy games. I've been mostly a console gamer, but across any platform, really, aside from I played The Sims growing up, but that was on PC. And, at some point when The Sims 4 came out for a console, I bought it because Michaela really likes The Sims and I thought that she would enjoy it. But that game controls like trash with a controller. It's so confusing. And she played it for a couple hours and I'm watching her and I'm maybe it's gotten better, but it just didn't seem like it wasn't efficient or organic the way that it controls with a controller at all.
I dug StarCraft on the 64, and I got really into Halo Wars. But that was built from the ground up with the controller in mind.
Totally. Yeah. So that's quite different.
I remember
been one I meant to play for forever and just haven't gone to it.
Let's hope we roll it. That'd be great. Cause I remember, that demo came out and I entered a tournament at my local GameStop to win a free copy.
Oh yeah.
And I won a free copy because I straight up just played. I don't know if it was skirmish. I practiced like a motherfucker.
Really?
Because you would click on a building and hold one of the triggers to go to a subcategory, if you're building infantry or units. And so I had all the hotkeys down. It looked like I was playing Street Fighter, doing these combos. And I was in a stalemate with this fucking sweaty mouth breather. And I was too, but let's
but
let's
also
be
he
real.
Was.
Yeah. And it got to the point where the manager at GameStop was like, dude, you guys, you can just both have it. So I won, but one out of frustration.
Won.
Yeah. One out of frustration. But it was but that game was good on the controller.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Do you think Two Point Hospital could benefit from a Kinect upgrade?
No, I do not.
Is that still around?
The Kinect is not around. No, the Kinect died a slow death a long time ago, I think.
What about a HoloLens upgrade?
HoloLens might be cool. HoloLens might be cool. You hate the art style, so I guess the answer is no. But I don't know if it's out or if it's coming out, but they have another game called Two Point Campus, which is as you could probably guess, you're doing the same stuff, but for schools.
I'm a pass G. I don't like the 2 point.
If it would have had different art style, or is it more than that for you?
It would have to be a completely different gameplay loop other than build stuff, wait for shit to happen, fast forward time. Okay, cool.
But isn't that every builder strategy game?
No, because I feel I rarely have to wait for something to happen. If I'm playing SimCity and I'm like, all right, well, I got to wait for some money to come in, I might as well go start zoning this area or at least planning something out. This game, there was nothing else you could do other than wait.
Yeah, that's fair. That makes sense.
So big old pass. Fucking bother. I'm telling you, don't even fucking bother.
I don't know. I think that, it was not a game for me and I am glad to not have to play it anymore, and I'm disappointed in that because again, I was really excited to play it. But I think if you like strategy games and if you liked and remember your experience with Theme Hospital, you're probably going to love this game. Apparently there's a lot of DLC just from what I've read, there's a lot of DLC packages for the game that don't actually involve more hospitals or more building. It's just but a lot of the achievements and stuff are behind that, which is kind of weird. So I don't love that. Not that I care about achievements, but
you need to be a little bit more firm. It's a pass. Don't even fucking bother.
No, I don't. If you like this type of game, you're probably going to love Two Point Hospital. And if you don't managing a ton of shit through menus, then you're probably maybe you won't.
But see, here's the thing. I do like those games. This one just sucked.
Right.
So.
Okay. I don't know.
Put away your fucking checkbook.
put away my check. Just call me Greg Miller because I'm taking checks, you know?
Yo, that's a fucking...
I like Kind of Funny Games. That was just a joke, but sorry, Greg.
He listens.
Right. He's the one. In that case, I'm going to draw the game for the next episode because it sounds like we're done with this one. Yeah.
Spin the wheel, baby.
Here we go.
Ooh, good spin.
Good spin. Oh, there it goes. Big money.
No whammy.
All right. So next, I don't know what that means. What does that mean? Why are we laughing?
I'm laughing because there was an old game show where you would spin a wheel and there'd be these monsters on the board called whammies. So people would spin it and be like, all right, no whammy. And
it was like, what did the whammy do if you landed on it?
You'd lose your turn. I lose your money.
You don't want that. That's not good. Okay, so you are going to choose the game for the next episode, and it's going to be between Injustice 2 and The Forgotten City.
What the fuck is The Forgotten City?
The Forgotten City apparently is very, like, people were really into it. It was a Skyrim mod that came out a few years ago. I think it's set in, like, Rome or something. And it was a Skyrim mod that got so popular and people loved so much, it, like, became its own, like, separate release. And it released, like, on console and everything, which is pretty wild, I think. I don't know that any other, like, mods have done that, at least not on console.
Huh. Well, Injustice sucks. And I think it's fucking dumb, so The Forgotten City it is.
Okay. That's the one. Okay. Great. That is why does Injustice suck? Why don't you like Injustice?
Well, hey, maybe you can pick it again and have me on.
I feel like we've talked about Injustice on Geekscape Games at some point, and I don't remember why you hated it.
I didn't like the combo system. If the game felt
isn't
slow,
it just the isn't the combo system just Mortal? It's just Mortal Kombat, but with DC characters.
But it's weird because I like the modern Mortal Kombat games, but there's something about this that just feels off. Maybe I just really hate pop culture comic bullshit.
Yeah,
and have a bad taste in my mouth for people that really like the Joker and Harley Quinn.
I think that is probably a good hypothesis for yourself. You're a bit damaged, you know? Says it right on your forehead.
Forgotten City, baby.
Okay.
It looks cool, actually.
I don't know. Like, I just pulled that information out of my butt, so I don't actually know much about it, but I know that people were really into it, so I am stoked for it.
Who do you think we should pick? Not me. Are you
volunteering? I don't know because I need to ask people and see if they want to and if they're available and stuff like that. So
you should ask John. You should get Jonathan on.
I think he's got a bit going on right now and no Xbox. So
Xbox. Okay.
Yeah. So all that's right. A limiting factor. We'll find someone.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on two in a row in any case.
Yeah. Twofers, baby.
Twofers. First time ever in the last few months that we had the same guest twice.
Yeah, kids out there, if you don't know what a twofer is, Google it with your parents.
Ooh, please don't. It sounds probably like it, I don't know what it means either, which is why I didn't react at all. But what was I going to say? My goodness. I don't remember.
my goodness, I'm going to have a cola.
I don't know why my choice of words and...
Your Derek is so amusing to you. So funny.
Yeah.
Like, excuse me, is there a washroom nearby?
Washroom is a totally normal thing to say.
You're the
I'm the first person you've ever heard say that?
In like normal parlance, yes. We were at a convention, you're like, ooh, I need to hit the washroom. Or is there a washroom?
Like, I mean, we were at a convention and you were like, I need to rinse out my asshole. So it's like very, you know, that stuck with me. I think about that still to this day. And it was years ago because I've never heard such shrewd vernacular.
I don't remember that, but that sounds like something.
All right.
End it.
Thank you again for coming on, and we will be back in 1 month to talk about The Forgotten City. And I think just a few days after this release, are you going to be on Geekscape Games this week, Shane?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, beautiful. I'll see you there. Yeah. I want to hear about Stray some more because you, you and Logan were talking about it. Doogie, you remember Doogie? I think he's been on Xbox Game Passengers and everything a bunch. He is boring my PlayStation 5 right now.
To play Stray.
He just played through Stray. He said game of the year for sure, 100%. He also, you know, I think you guys would really get along because he hated Last of Us and.
I played Halo with him. We vibe.
Oh, we played Halo together. That's true. Yeah. We should do that again sometime.
You can both talk about
how much you hate Last of Us together. And
let's play Halo right now. What do you say?
I mean, Michaela's waiting for me. We're going to make dinner and stuff. But
I mean, she can make the dinner. That's her job.
She made the pitcher of sangria that I'm not drinking right now. So,
dude, do you remember
to
that?
Deal
that,
with the heat wave.
That drunk episode of Geekscape Games we did.
Was I drunk? I don't remember myself.
Like you left a barbecue or something.
Oh, it was a Canada Day for July 1st special, I think.
Yeah. I think I was hungover.
Yeah, and we'll do it again. No, we won't.
I won't. You'll get drunk.
I hope you won't, but
We'll get you drunk. We'll get you drunk.
You weren't there at Comic-Con to do that this year, so you know.
A couple more months, October. Baby.
Yeah, right. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you again. And we'll talk to you. We'll see you on Thursday. Yeah.
Bye, bye-bye. Everybody.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network. You're listening to the Geekscape Network.